Hello, and welcome to the Journey 8, a ministry outreach of Life's Journey United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to join us as we spend the next hour discovering music and thought-provoking conversation. Okay, I'm not sure any of you can hear me.
Awesome song.
Can you hear me, Ellen?
Yes, I hear you.
Now, were you able to hear the music?
Yes.
Okay, so, all right. Well, good evening, everybody. And what is happening on my end is that we have a huge thunderstorm rolling in. It's, east of us, or west of us, I guess that would be, in Kernersville right now. And it always wreaks havoc with our electronics. So as usual, if you're a regular listener, you know that if it gets too bad and the lights start going off on my console here, we will be shutting down. That's just a safety precaution. All right, so that was a young lady that I was just recently introduced to. By her manager, and the name of the young lady is Jokia Williams. Jokia Williams, and she is one of the people that was brought to me via the radio broadcasting company, BBS Radio, of course. And I listened to this song and fell in love with it. It's called Amen, which is going to fit right in with Reverend Ellen Carica and myself tonight, because we are going to talk about praying in the right spirit. Right, Ellen?
That's right.
Okay. So before we get started, I wanted to just do a couple fast announcements. And the first one is, of course, that we have a lot of new stuff coming in October. And I believe it's the 10th is our next program. By then, I hope to have several things, including a store that y'all can go to. And when you hear somebody like Jokia Williams or any of the music or the books that we talk about online on the radio, you will be able now to buy them through the Journey 8 store. So that's coming up. Worked on it today. It's starting to look really good. We have an app that you can download from the iTunes. And that app is, you'll find it. It's very easy. It looks just like the colors of the pages on BBS Radio, and it is all my archives in podcast form, and we will be adding podcasts to it. So now you can go download the app for free, punch a button that correlates to a date, and on your phone, in your car, whatever, you can listen to one of the shows. All right, so here we go. Of course, my dear friend and cohort in crime, we probably shouldn't say crime online. Reverend Ellen Carica is here, and we're gonna talk about, like I said, praying in the spirit. So, Ellen, why don't you lead in, and I'll just kind of follow you around. How's that?
All righty then. Oh, Reverend Judy has invited me to sit with her tonight and do the best that we can to help you to get an understanding of what praying in the right spirit is, or what we feel it is. If you want to call in and correct us or chime with us, you can do so at 888-627-6008, and we would love to hear your feedback. So we want to talk about praying in the right spirit. My first question that came on me is, when is one praying in the right quest, in the right spirit? Is this a question that can be answered easily? No. Because oftentimes, or most of the time, that we go into prayer, we feel that we are in the right spirit. Whether we're asking for something, whether we're giving thanks for something, an action, or something that has taken place, or just simply we want something. We have to talk about, am I in the right frame of mind when I go to God in prayer? Or am I angry? Am I upset? Or am I just asking because I know that I have the right to ask? What about the time that you spend in prayer? Were you really ready to go into prayer? Did you have a great day and everything went well, 100% for you? Or did you have one of those days that you just don't want to talk about? And you figure, okay, I'll get some peace by praying. Yeah, you get some peace by praying. But what frame of mind were you in when you went to God in prayer? That is one of the questions in asking, praying in the right spirit. You have to be in a clear frame of mind in order to go to God in prayer. How about that, Reverend Judy? What do you think about that?
I think that's a great place to start. And most everybody out there, I'm human, and there's times when I'm praying and I really shouldn't be talking to God at all. I should be preparing myself, I guess. Is a good word, right?
Yeah, preparing is good. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, about preparing ourselves. We're going to talk about that in a little bit down the road. Okay, so when we're praying, first of all, we need to ask the question, what is prayer? What is prayer? Is prayer when we just jibber-jabber and holler and scream at God and say, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, I wanted you to do this, and I asked you to do that, and you didn't do it, so why didn't you do it when I wanted you to do it? That is not prayer. That is mumbling and a grumbling. Prayer is a consecrated time in our lives that we can go talk to God the same as Jesus did. And we have that right through his atonement. Jesus died on Calvary so that we could have the right to talk to his Father. But we have to talk to his Father through him. You just can't go yelling at God. And I find myself guilty sometimes of yelling at God. People look at me, my friends and those that know me, they look at me like I'm really crazy. Why are you yelling at God like that? Well, God is my friend. That's how I look at it. He is my friend. And if I'm talking to you, Reverend Judy, and I decide I want to yell at you, I yell at you. So I'm talking to God. If I want to yell at him, I could yell at him. I may not get what I'm after, but at least he knows that he has my attention, and I know that I have his attention.
Yeah,
Jesus went through deep agony so that we could talk to God. None of us would be willing to sacrifice what Jesus sacrificed in order for us to get in the right spirit and talk to God. We had to be reconciled to God through Jesus. And we must believe that that is the only way. That is why Scripture tells us, I am in you and you in me. No man can come to the Father without going through the Son. And then people ask questions, why do we got to say it in Jesus' name all the time? Well, we say in Jesus' name because he told us that we can't talk to his Father unless we acknowledge him first. Because the sin that we were in, the sinful life that we were in, is so disgusting and so darkening, that God can't look directly upon us. Like I would look at my computer screen right now. Okay, I can look directly at that screen and see that the agenda for the program is here. But we can't look directly at God, and God can't look at us directly unless we go through the Son, because it was the blood of Jesus Christ that cleaned us and made us white as snow in order that we can talk to the Father. You want to chime in there, Rev?
Yeah, and I think that's an important piece of information, especially for those that are either new to Christianity or have forgotten that there's a reason why we end every prayer in Jesus' name, because we can't pray to God in our name. Our name means nothing in the sense of authority. So, yeah, that's really important that people understand when they talk to God, they're really talking, you know, with the authority of Jesus Christ. And that should be kept in their mind when they're speaking, you know, from a sense of proper whatever. I'm not sure what the word I want to use. Decorum, I guess.
Okay, so we ask the question again. How do we get in the right spirit? Well, in Psalms 51 and 10, David said, to be praying in the right spirit, we must ask God to create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. So we have to have a right spirit. Well, I don't understand that. What do you mean I've got to have a right spirit? Because you just can't go to God with a whole bunch of junk. Oh, that's right. We carry a lot of junk. We junk. We as humans carry a lot of junk. And we feel like, well, we can just take that junk to God. Well, we don't have to take it to him, because he knew the junk before you did. He knows everything before you know everything. You can't just think because you repented of your sins and accepted Jesus in your life that you are entitled to get your prayers answered instantly. This is not instant oatmeal. You can't put some water in and shake it up, put it in the microwave, and boom, you got a prayer. You got oatmeal. Well, you can't go to God like that either. You can't just take the prayer and say, okay, this is what I want. I want it on this day. I want it at this time, and I need you to just go ahead and make this happen. It don't work like that. It doesn't work that way. You know, you got to work for it in order to get it. How do you present a prayer to the Lord? You present that prayer to God believing. If you don't believe what you're asking for, don't expect that answer. You have to believe what you're asking for. You have to believe without a doubt in your heart. All right, I'm going to God. I'm going to pray for this thing right here. I'm going to pray for this healing. I'm going to pray for this deliverance. I'm going to pray for this financial blessing. But if you don't believe what you're asking for, it'll make sense. Because it really doesn't make sense to just go to God and think that you can give him a laundry list and then he's going to come along like the housekeeper and clean it up.
Yeah.
No, it don't work that way. Many times the answer is not going to come the way you wanted it to come. And okay, maybe you didn't win the lottery because you've been praying, dear God, let me win the lottery. Right? But somewhere in between, dear God, let me win the lottery, and it not coming the way you wanted it to come, there was a financial blessing that was sent to you. Something you didn't expect to be coming came. Someone knocks on your door and says, hey, you know what? I just was thinking about you, and I think that, you know, I came over here to bless you. The Lord put it in my heart to bless you. So we have to look at it that way. It may not come in the form that we ask it for, but it's coming. It'll come. Trust me and believe. I know. Over these last few months, I've been really, really stricken by illness, operations, a lot of things. And I just went to God and said, look, if you're not going to heal me of these things, then you need to take me out of here, because I don't want to live like this. It took a lot of of mentoring from Reverend Judy and others. My sister-in-law came all the way from New Jersey and spent 33 days with me to help me open my eyes and realize that God is right on the corner. He's right on the corner of the couch. All I have to do is move over and get out the way and let him bless me. Because I was praying, but I was praying because it's what I needed. It's what I wanted. I didn't stop to ask God, what is your will? See, we don't look at it like that, okay? Yeah, $1 million sounds great, but is that $1 million in the will of God for you? Maybe not. And then maybe it is. But you have to be willing to accept, to believe, and to receive.
And that's...
Because he's not coming in. Go ahead, Ramji. Yeah.
I think that's a really hard thing for people to grasp or to work with, is that, you know, God sees eternally. We see very minutely. And so what we think is the future is a micro blink of God's eyes. And sometimes, and I've mentioned this before, in sermons and stuff, that when we get an answer from God and it's not the answer we want, we have a tendency to throw it out the window.
We
think we know better. And so we sit around and wait for that $1 million or whatever it is, and it never happens, and it has a tendency to those who are weak to be a good excuse to walk away from God. And Satan loves that, by the way.
Yes, he does. Because he's sitting around waiting to see, kill, and destroy in any way that he can. You know, he'll tell you in the back of your mind, you'll hear this voice that says, see, I told you. I told you he wasn't going to do it. Well, I told you you weren't living the way you should be living to receive that, you know. And then we have to know the difference. Scripture says, my sheep know my voice. And we have to know the difference between when God is speaking to us and through the Holy Spirit, and when the enemy is trying to deceive us. We have to know the difference. And Brother David put it in a good way. You know, David, we were talking earlier about being in the right mind, the right frame, and in the right spirit. David said this in Psalms 51, and then I'm gonna get back to you, Reverend, and let you finish with your thoughts. David said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Everything that's not like you, take it out. Get it out the way. Take it out." Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. You have to know where you are in God.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to take a short break. Let Ellen have a drink of water or whatever. And I think, Mr. Engineer, we have... Alison Krauss and Carrie Newcomer, one of my favorite songs.
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off. We all meet again. I can't explain it.
All right, so that was Alison Krauss and Carrie Newcomer, one of my favorite songs, The Gathering of Spirits. Now here's where we are with the storm. It is at our door. And it's going to be, and it is, a nasty one. So we're going to try to stay on as long as possible. If we stop abruptly, please forgive me, but I have no money to buy new equipment. So we treat this stuff with real loving hands. So, Ellen, let's try and go for it. You're probably listening to the same thunder and lightning that I am.
Yeah, we had a few boom booms over here. But it just started raining really hard. I don't see no lightning, but I'm not really looking because I don't do lightning, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap this up, and, you know, we're going to just finish off a little bit. If you have any questions, once again, please call us at 888-627-6008. And we will do our best to answer your questions, direct you through the scriptures to find the answers that you're looking for. And if not, we'll get back to you with the answer at a later date. So once again, 888-627-6008 is the number that you can just call in and tell us to shut up or keep going. Do whatever you like.
All right. So,
prayer. Let's get back to prayer.
Real ahead, fast. Dude. I'm going to say, on the page for the Journey 8 at BBS, I hope this week, in between releasing all these other things, is to put contact information for both Ellen and I, where you can email her and ask for prayer. She's a great prayer warrior. And of course, there'll be email information for me also. Please reach out, and we will help you as much as we can come back to God. All right, real fast, I've got red lights flashing on my panel.
All right, it says prayer is like breathing. It should come as natural as the air that you intake and blow out every day. We talk about prayer, and it has tremendous power. Your prayers activate the move of God. He moves into the response to the prayers of his people. The key in this is that you must believe what you are asking for when praying. Prayer does really change things. Prayer is effective when it is done in the right spirit. And the right spirit is believing what you have asked, and it will be done in accordance to the will of God. The key is to remember that it is in God's will and time that it is done, not our will and not our time. Remember, God heard you the first time. There's no need for repetitive yelling at him. He heard you the first time. Matter of fact, he knew what you were going to ask before you asked. In closing, in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it states, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe you have received it. Not believe that you're going to receive it. Believe that you've already received it and it will be yours. So praying in the right spirit is believing what you're praying about. And as I close, I say to you, expect a miracle.
And with that, I'm going to ask Mr. Engineer to go ahead and do our closing song. My fourth red light has come on my panel. It looks like it's imminent. And I have to have at least 5 minutes to shut down my equipment. So, unfortunately, we have a shorter than normal program. But know that we're always praying for you. And please, you know, contact us. We will get back to you. Be blessed, yes. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I got to shut down. So let's sing these people out.
God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my
Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. Please come back again. And remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Reverend Judy Hosner.